Hi everyone, it's yours truly, Angie McDonald, and it's another episode of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly. I'm here today, hoping you're well, hoping you're doing all right. It's a beautiful day right now. It's middle of the week, hump day, Wednesday. The date is 7/11/18. And the last few days, I would say a little bit more over than a week, I wanted to bring to you a specific topic, but wasn't too sure on how I should deliver it because I know it can ruffle feathers. It can, you know, if you're not at a healthy place to definitely understand some of our own personal hangups and how we can overcome them, it might feel as an offense. But sometimes the offense is necessary because it's to wake us up out of a selective slumber. And when I say selective slumber, it's those things that we choose to sleep on, those things that we kind of ignore. Brush under the rug. Like I said, we choose to sleep on it. But I wanted to talk to us today about the wounded chameleon. The wounded chameleon. And we all know what a chameleon is. It's a type of a cold-blooded lizard that has the capability to change its color and pattern to blend in with whatever it happens to be next to or on top of or attaches itself to. And a lot of us are operating as a chameleon, afraid of being ourselves, feeling that it's necessary to blend in and to get in where we fit in for the sake of, you know, probably having some type of attachment, sense of belonging, sense of achievement, accomplishment, or just having, you know, a temporary thrill of belonging to something or being regarded or loved or respected, and not necessarily of genuinely who we are as individuals. And I studied the chameleon. I watched YouTube videos because I kept hearing this word, you know, some folks who are unresolved, who are unhealed, who have not gone through the process or allow themselves to go through the process, become chameleons. You know, because there's so much deep hurt and deep scars and unresolved issues that we're afraid to face and afraid to put it to rest or call it by its name and, you know, and just to give it its walking papers. We're afraid to do so. So instead, we create a quick fix, you know, and we create an organized chaos by rising within us instability, not so good cycles, you know, detrimental cycles when it comes to creating and maintaining friendships, when it comes to being who we are truly called to be. And in the midst of that, it requires a process of facing our fears, facing our shortcomings and coming to terms with them by way of allowing ourselves to grow and mature from them, rather than carry them around or mask them. So the wounded chameleon is a person that tries not to come to terms with certain fears and abuses in the past or bad relationships or relationships without closure, you know, that gives them, you know, some not so good tendencies in character and their ability to maintain and to nurture relationships. They have an unhealthy view of what it is to be there for someone, you know, as playing a superhero role. I mean, there's so much deep layers to this. And, you know, in studying, taking my coaching studies further into positive psychology, I come to understand that there's so many layers of why we portray ourselves to be who we are. And the wounded chameleon does that. I would give that kind of alliteration. And today's talk, you know, I'm not the type to bash anyone in any sense, but at times we do need mild correction. That if any of these tendencies I'm about to explain or about to walk through applies to us, I would ask you to have the bravery and the wherewithal to say, I see this type of tendency within myself, and this is not how I want to be portrayed. This is not who I am deep down inside. And I don't want my integrity and my character to reflect who I am based on these behaviors. So if I see, I'm speaking to you that if you see, you know, any of these descriptions fitting you, at one point they fit me. I want you to, in my previous podcast, say, be bold in your weakness. And it's okay. Someone is here to walk you through it, to help you further identify these things, these flaws, and for you to unlock and unleash the strength and the capabilities you have to heal, grow, and discover, right? So I wanted to bring to your attention this type of, I'm going to give you a visual to play with, right? And I kind of kept thinking about it, and I was in the farmer's market, and I was looking at how all the fruits are organized on their based on their own kind and texture. And if it's several type of apples, those apples are sorted based on the type that they are and displayed and put on sale. But have you ever, come on, walk with me with it through this. Have you ever seen an apple advertising itself as the best tasting orange out there? Or have you seen a pineapple and a lemon going neck to neck to become the world's greatest cherry? It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Well, that is the sight and sound of competition, of unnecessary competition, of considering yourself not being worthy as who you are designed to be, but trying to be something else. You've never seen an apple advertising itself to become the next best orange. You've never seen a market, a supermarket, whoever they may be, advertise a pineapple or and a lemon as the next best tasting cherry. Never. So if I am designed as Angie McDonald, and I've been given specific characteristics, a specific flavor, a specific gifting and calling, and I somehow come to terms with that and understand it and have identified those things, why would I want to advertise myself or let you know who I am by someone else's standards, by someone else's gift, or someone else's method of relaying their gift to the world? And I want you to understand this, that a wounded chameleon would see nothing wrong with this. A wounded chameleon, someone who has not come to terms with who they are and embraced and have respected their identity and who they've been designed to be, would see nothing wrong with advertising themselves as the next best thing as someone else, or using the characteristics or the qualities of someone else, or maybe even the style. That's in the business world. And being a coach for 2 years plus, I've seen that. And it hurts my heart because we're out there as coaches to help folks identify their true selves, regardless of the specialty. I'm in grief support and transition. Someone might be a success coach. Someone else might be a finance coach. Someone else might be a business coach. And I would never portray myself as the next best business coach, because that's not my forte. I would never say Angie McDonald is the next best finance coach, because that's not my forte. That's not what my life circumstances has molded me and shaped me to be able to be qualified to portray. My life history, circumstances and experiences has qualified me to be a grief support and transitional life coach. So tell me, why would we feel comfortable portraying ourselves as the next best thing outside of our thing? Right? So as a wounded chameleon, there's unrest. There's exhaustion for trying to become the next best thing, for trying to be the next person out there, or go neck and neck to the next person out there who's in a different lane altogether. As we grow and as we put ourselves in responsibilities that are geared towards helping others, that's geared towards helping others see the greatness of themselves and identify it and lay hold of it and actually manifest it, we need to make sure for ourselves that we hold ourselves to the same standards, that we hold ourselves accountable for the same standards that we have been trusted with to portray and to deliver. So that comparison gives you the idea of a wounded chameleon. It might be us, you know, whoever's listening, or it might be someone you recognize amongst you. And the characteristics, like I said, are unrest. You know, the focus for them to hone in and hone in on their craft and their own skill is kind of difficult for them because they're so busy pulling ideas or pulling styles or pulling the authentic signature of someone else and trying to incorporate it into their own. At times, they're unhappy because they believe their happiness is derived by being that face or that figure or having on that mold, that mask, in front of who they need to have it in front of. And when they have to take that mask off or turn that personality off, they're no longer happy. You know what? Comparison kills. And a wounded chameleon has the wounds to prove it. And not only do they want to have that wound and, you know, keep it covered up with the, based on the environment they're in, they take on the color and the vibe of that environment. At times, because of the unhealed issues, that wounded chameleon would turn around and wound you. At times, unbeknownst to them, or at times, calculated and planned out. Because the old statement says, that everyone says, hurt people hurt people. And you got to be careful because at times, you know, when they're out to get whatever it is they need to get and take on the personality or take on the color that they need to take on, it's a dog-eat-dog situation. They don't care who's hurt. They don't care what the end result may be. It just so be it that the end result is just to get where they need to go. And I can get rid of this relationship now. I can get rid of this involvement now because I don't want to get too close. You might see who I really am. And before you see me as anything less than perfect, let me move on to the next. And a wounded chameleon will do that. You, if you ever go on YouTube and you'll watch how a chameleon carefully and precisely makes their, you know, make their next move on a branch. You know, they'll move in such a calculated rhythm with such grace and such poise that you think that they've been walking that road for a long time, that they know this thing. And it's unfortunate that behind them blending into the environment that they're in, and the distraction of them walking with such perfect grace and poise and calculation and precision, they're masking a gaping wound. They're masking pain, unresolved issues, abuses that have gone on or might still be going on, and failed, consistently failed relationships. I've been been met with, you know, responses to my previous podcast on the circle spot check and the signs, the four blaring signs to pay attention to. And folks have been streaming in via social media and my phone and my inboxes saying that, Angie, you're stepping on my toes. You're hurting my feelings, but in a good way. Because there are some folks that have, like I said, selectively ignored blazing signs of someone who's not capable or qualified to handle your positive transition, to handle you being awake and aware of your calling and finally walking towards it, they can no longer feel like the hero or the savior in your life. So there's a little bit of sabotage that might come with that. And sadly, the wounded chameleon carries those same tendencies and those same ulterior motives or underlying motives. You know, they want to be seen as the spectacle, the one that can bring the absolute solution to everyone's problem. You know, when in fact their world is falling apart. And at the same time, you know, you're giving them the benefit of the doubt of being genuine with their help and with their support and with their intentions, when in fact it's for personal gratification and for a temporary high of satisfying that wound that has gone unresolved and unhealed for years and years. So ladies and gentlemen, today, I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm going to carry this discussion into another facet of a wounded chameleon, its characteristics, and the killer C-word comparison in a next podcast. But if this describes you, or if it describes anyone around you, and you want to find mature, integrity-filled, and responsible ways to manage this and ultimately eliminate this from your life, you can definitely reach out to me. I'm your girl, Angie McDonald, your Wounded to Wonderful grief support and transitional life coach. I'm here to help you walk through any difficult journey, because I know what a difficult journey is all about. I'm transparent that with that completely, 100%. And with no judgment, this is a no judgment zone, but it is an accountability zone, where I help you identify those blockages, those hard spots, those blind spots, and help you walk carefully and grow from wounded to wonderful. So today I want you to reach out. Absolutely reach out. You can reach me on any of my social media. My Instagram is I am Angie McDonald. My Facebook is Mrs. Angie McDonald. Of course, I have to remember that I have LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is Mrs. Angie McDonald as well. And definitely you can visit my website, iamconsultingllc.com, to see what I'm all about, what I offer. And of course, you'll see my tabs for Wounded to Wonderful coaching. And definitely I'm here to walk you through any difficult patch, any rough patch. And, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed about, nothing to definitely hold your head down about, but it is something for you to take action on and be responsible about. Because if you continue, or if you know someone who's continuing with these behaviors, they're walking around inflicting hurt and damage on unsuspected individuals, loved ones, spouses, in-laws, friends, clergy, you know. And this is how that cycle of hurt and unresolved and bitterness and the killer comparison comes about. Because we're messing with people's security, making them insecure. We're messing with people's ability to walk in their true calling and their purpose, for them to see themselves as unique and genuine as they should be. We're messing with all of that if we continue to walk around with these wounds. And if you continue to walk with poise and precision and with carefulness and with a calculated strut as a wounded chameleon, we don't need this. We need growth. We need acceptance. We need responsibility, and we need a firm and sure identification of who we are and who God has designed us to be. So I do thank you for listening today. I want you to share this podcast, and thankfully I'm on 9 major platforms, including iTunes, iPodcasts, and Spotify, CastBox, Breaker, Radio Public, et cetera, et cetera. But definitely get the word out there that Angie McDonald is here to assist and to help you heal, grow, and discover, and definitely to grow from wounded to wonderful. I look forward to talking with you next time. This is your girl. Have a blessed one. Take care.